Jim and Jeannie.
It is okay, Jeannie, to joke about the Pope.
It is now.
My kids, they came home and told me about a website. I'm like, really? It's the Pope has set up this website. It's called jokewiththepope.org. It's Vatican sponsored. And the Pope is looking for the funniest joke. And the person who does the best joke, they're going to crown Jester of the Pope. So I had my kids last night, Jeannie, since they were telling me about this from school, tell me some of the jokes that they heard at school that are sort of...
Your kids got some Pope jokes?
Yeah, so here you go.
All right, who's gonna kick off the Pope jokes here?
I will.
All right, what do you have, Abby?
What do you call a nun who sleepwalks?
I don't know. What do you call a nun who sleepwalks?
A Roman Catholic. You know, Jesus drove a Honda.
He did?
But he didn't talk about it.
Why not?
Well, I did not speak of my own accord.
Yeah, I never can go to Tasty Freeze again.
So you're banned for life from there.
Yeah.
I was actually banned for life, and this has been in place.
You?
Yes, it's been in place for 23 years right now.
Wow.
I'll tell you where I can never go. I know, coming up in 4 minutes on K95.5.
From Nashville, all your favorite singers, they keep rolling through the studios here. Justin Moore is here right now.
Yeah, all your favorites and me.
And Justin. We don't know where he falls into that category.
Exactly.
Kip Moore in Thank Nashville. You, yeah. Cassidy Pope has just come into our studio in Nashville. Van Perry's here.
Hello.
Good to see you. How are you?
Lady Antebellum, welcome.
Thank you.
To the big house.
Thank you very much.
It's kind of little.
Well,
it's comfy, though.
Thanks for ruining it.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
I've been telling everyone it's a palatial mansion, and there's like bathtubs and pools and stuff.
Okay. Sorry, we'll start over.
It's Jim and Jeannie Show. We are about to put Mr. Eddie to the test, see if he deserves $10,000. He's that music teacher from Wild Horse Elementary in Chesterfield. His kids raised $11,000 for Relay for Life. And Mr. Eddie, for motivation, said, you do that, I'll shave my head clean. And he did. But the story gets better because they then got on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Won $10,000 when a contestant answered one question correctly. That is huge. Jeannie and I have our very own quiz we want to give you. All fifth grade questions that you should have no problem with.
Oh my goodness, this is coming out of nowhere. Okay.
We know you're a music teacher.
We didn't want you to have to study or anything.
So here you go.
That's great.
Mr. Eddie, Wild Horse Elementary, what is the fastest bird on foot? A, ostrich, B, sparrow, or C, dragon?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go A, ostrich.
Not that hard.
How long is one regular term for United States representative in Congress? Is it A, 15 years?
He doesn't like this one.
B, 2 years, or C, for life?
Oh my goodness. My mother was a social studies teacher for 32 years.
Uh-oh.
She's going to be so disappointed if I get this wrong.
Joe Nichols. He's going to be with us tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, at Ballpark Village, WIL's Hot Country Nights, and it's all brought to you by Ford. Joe is on the phone with us. Valentine's Day was just this past week, and the flowers haven't wilted, at least in my house. I understand that you almost fainted during your first kiss.
Well, it depends on which first kiss we're talking about.
Do you have a fainting issue, Joe? Has this happened before?
No, that's why it was unusual. I've usually got a pretty good bearing on what I'm doing.
I hope you did something this weekend, because it's time for Cash and Carrie's One Big Thing. You gotta have a life to win on K95.5.
Let's go through the list here. We have... You had an opportunity to meet William Shatner.
Yeah, and would you call that a failure?
No, I think it's a funny story.
It is a great story.
Lactating with William Shatner. I mean, that's just... I got to walk through tunnels with my kiddo. I was just looking on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Julie, my son, scored his first two goals in his very first hockey game.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess turning my living room into a hockey rink daily has paid off. How much do you love your Cardinals? A Taste of Trucktober this weekend in Chesterfield. Jeannie, you and I, we found a bunch of kids that have a favorite player.
Oh, well, yeah. And it wasn't surprising who their favorite player was. If you ask about anybody, of course, it's going to be Yachty.
Yachty. But we then asked him, could you... spell his name.
Yeah, that was a whole new question.
That didn't turn out so well.
Hi. Who's your favorite player?
Yadier Molina.
Spell Yadier.
Y-A-R-M-A-L-A.
You think he'd come if you called him that? That sounds something like Yalamriller. Who's your favorite player?
Yadi.
Spell it.
Y-A-D-I-A-R.
Ooh, you were so close! It's an E-R! Who's your favorite player?
Yachty.
Spell Yachtier.
Yotiiar?
Did she spell it right?
I don't know.
Alex has been working on a joke that he thinks is like the best joke of all time. This is an original one. Mm-hmm. Abby, is it a good joke?
Yep.
Okay, she got the approval from your sister. Alex, your original Pope joke.
What joke can't you tell in front of the Pope?
I don't know. Which one?
An inappropriate one.
Guys, those are great. I love them. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Love you both.
Love you too, Dad.
Real life, real country, really fun. Jim. Jim and Jean.